I've always struggled with finding time to manage my finances. At the end of a busy week, the last thing I want to do is spend time budgeting all of my expenses or tracking down customer service teams to cancel old subscriptions I no longer use. But now I use Rocket Money, and it does all that for me. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. Stop wasting money on the things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Washington Post. That's rocketmoney.com/Washington Post.
Hey, history lovers, I'm Mike Rosenwald with Retropod, a show about the past rediscovered. History is filled with bizarre stories. Here is but one, the story of perhaps the most elaborate birthday card ever sent. On October 14, 1926, the United States received a greeting card from Poland for the United States' 150th birthday. It was a little late. The anniversary of 4th of July was months in the past, but Poland had a legitimate excuse. It took a long time to finish the elegant, gilded artwork, the photographs, the poems, the pressed flowers. Oh, one more thing. There were also 5.5 million signatures on the card. Why so much love? Poland wanted to show its affection towards the United States for what it had done in World War I. After the war, Poland was finally independent after more than a century of domination under neighboring nations. But the country was also in a state of famine and destitution, and the United States came to its aid. The Americans sent trainloads of food. In the years after the war, they gave 500 million meals to Poland's hungry. Almost a decade later, the Poles did not forget, and they decided to send the United States the best birthday card ever. The card was really more like a book. The good wishes came on 30,000 pages in 111 bound volumes. Nearly a sixth of Poland's population signed the card. To put that in perspective, that's like passing a card around Chicago and Los Angeles for everyone to sign. School children signed, doctors signed, factory workers signed. There were salutes from cycling clubs, skating clubs, banks, medical and rowing societies, lute singers, journalists, and the army. One school in Poland sent the students pencil drawing. It appears to depict a destitute family eating a meal under a tree. Children reach for food a woman is preparing. There's a ruined, smoldering building in the background. The caption reads, quote, "God has sent us help from America." A distinguished Polish citizen was selected to present the card at the White House on behalf of Poland. He posed for photographs with Calvin Coolidge, holding the first volume of the card. The dour Coolidge, he just smiled. I'm Mike Rosenwald. Thanks for listening. Special thanks to Michael Ruwain, who reported this story for the Washington Post. And for more forgotten stories from history, visit washingtonpost.com/retropod.